This is the weekly Shabbat message from Jewish Federation of Greater Vancouver, featuring our CEO, Ezra Shenkin.
Greetings, podcast listeners. This is our first ever Friday podcast for our Shabbat message. I am so thrilled that you are listening. So here we go. Artists played an important role throughout Jewish history, and for the second year, we have worked with an artist to visually depict the struggles and hopes of our community. Illustrator Tom Froese beautifully and meaningfully captured the effects of the affordability crisis on local Jews, the challenges faced by community members who live far from Jewish infrastructure yet strive to connect Jewishly, and the struggles of at-risk youth we support in our partnership region in Israel. Please take a minute to watch Tom's art and its meaning come to life through animation. You'll find the video on our homepage at jewishvancouver.com. And please, make your gift to the annual campaign today. Call a kavod to Al Simon and Alvin Wasserman for shepherding this video from concept to reality. And thank you so much to those who were with us on Sunday evening for Fed Talks. We always strive to bring in great speakers, but this year was really something special. Zoya Schwartzman shared the story of how she and her mother were supported by our federation when she was a teenager. Little did we know that Zoya's experience being helped by our community would inspire the work she does today with our partner, the Joint Distribution Committee, helping young European Jews connect with their heritage. We were all moved when Zoya explained, 20 years ago, you made a 15-year-old girl feel cared for and welcome. I can assure you that that girl, who is not so little anymore, is doing her best to give others that same feeling. Israeli Olympic judo bronze medalist Arik Zevi showed us how spectators' impassioned rendition of Hatikvah at his medal ceremony inspired him to work with underprivileged athletes and to spark the ambitions of all Israeli athletes to strive for gold. Your gift to the annual campaign supports Arik's work in our partnership region in the Northern Galilee. If you've ever thought that living with Tourette's syndrome was no laughing matter, then you were in for a surprise when comedian and inclusion advocate Pamela Schiller took to the Fed Talk stage. To be honest, she may have single-handedly changed our community on Sunday night. So many people have remarked to us that they left Fed Talks with a better understanding of what it means to truly include people with disabilities and diverse needs in community life. Everyone left ready and willing to say yes and. Finally, Rabbi Irwin Kula closed the evening with a rousing call for radical pluralism in this time of relative abundance. As he declared on stage, to crave meaning and purpose in a context of abundance is different than in a context of scarcity. It calls for a sense of responsibility. Community is a means, not an end. That's a new challenge. The community is needed to be the space where people learn the wisdom to be able to contribute to the world massively. Enjoy some photographs from Fed Talks on our Facebook page. Just look for Jewish Vancouver. And if you see yourself, tag yourself. We are preparing videos of each Fed Talk and will let you know when they're ready. Thank you to our leadership who took to the stage. Karen James, our board chair, Jonathan Leipzig, our campaign chair, Megan Laskin, chair of Women's Philanthropy, and Stephen Gerber, immediate past board chair. Thank you also to Lana Pulver and Shai Kyle, our major guest co-chairs, and Yasher Koach on a fabulous event. Behind every great event is a great team of Jewish communal professionals. Thank you to our staff who worked so hard to make Fed Talks a success. On Tuesday, in advance of Yom Kippur, I had the pleasure of speaking with Stephen Quinn on CBC's early edition radio show about the transference of Jewish values from generation to generation and how our community is working to create diverse entry points into Jewish life, not only for young adults, but for anyone who is interested in connecting. Have a listen at jewishvancouver.com/radio. Thanks for listening to our first Shabbat Message podcast. Please subscribe in your favorite podcast app, and new episodes will be delivered automatically. We're working on getting this up on Apple Podcasts, too. Thanks for your patience. With Sukkot starting Sunday, we wish you Chag Sameach once more. Shabbat Shalom.
You've been listening to the Shabbat Message from Jewish Federation of Greater Vancouver. To support the work we do to strengthen the quality of Jewish life locally, in Israel, and around the world, visit jewishvancouver.com.